Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is also the season to be thankful. Tomorrow isn't just about turkey and all of the trimmings. For many of us, it is a time to sit back and reflect on the things we're grateful for, big and small. Not everyone feels that way, however. But as we do this year, we're going to ask you what you are thankful for. And we'll also bring to this conversation some provocative thinkers to examine the question. My guests are Vita McCoy. She is pastor of the Judah Christian Center in Clinton, Maryland, relationship counselor James Marshall, and Charlene Madison. She's a speaker and author of the book, The Master's Mosaic, Turning Your Broken Pieces into Something Beautiful. If you are thankful for something, we'd like to hear from you. If you are finding it difficult to be thankful during this season, we want to hear from you as well. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Vita, James, Charlene, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. So, Vita, let me start with you since you are new to the program. How do you define being thankful?
Thank you. I define thankful by being reflective and counting my blessings, realizing that each day is a gift and that we have to acknowledge the goodness of God in every day of our lives. And that I always say that God is a great and faithful God and that our times are in his hand. And so each day we can reflect on what the day has brought, what has happened in the day, and the fact that we are still here and counting our blessings, looking on the positive side of things.
James, what does being thankful feel like? Is that something that you intellectualize, or is it an emotion?
I mean, certainly there is an emotion of gratitude. However, I think being thankful is the choice to exercise your gratitude outwardly. Mm-hmm. And so what happens a lot of times is we wait until something makes us feel grateful. But you're not going to always feel grateful from time to time in life. And so every now and then you have to choose to be grateful and choose, as Vita said, to count the blessings and look at the good in things so that you can express that outwardly, even in the most difficult circumstances. So it's a little bit of both.
You know, Charlene, are there times when you may say during the course of a day that there is a very, very small thing that you are thankful for that may have very, very little to do with the overall grand scheme of your life?
Certainly. You have to, just like the pastor said and Mr. James said as well, you have to take time for the small things. A lot of times we're thinking about, oh, I got the job or whatever. You have to be thankful for the opportunity for the job, that you have the right mind for the job, that you're all of those little things that make up to that big thing. Mm-hmm. I know this year, my mother having two very bad car accidents, it made me even more thankful for her each day. A lot of times we don't take those things, we take those things for granted. So you're just reflecting on those things. Yes, certainly each day you have to take time to be thankful for even the small things.
Mm-hmm. Is it always a spiritual thing?
I think it is an intentional thing. Yeah. I think you have to be deliberate and intentional about creating your own joy through gratitude. I consider gratitude and being thankful to be atmosphere shifters. They can change the dynamics of your... We always try to figure out what comes first, right? The thought or the emotion, but it's really cyclical. It's like, you know, you can think yourself into a happy place, or a happy place can bring on happy thoughts. And so we just participate in that process. process. And we create that joy and by counting up the blessings daily. In the month of November, I challenged people to create a gratitude list and to put one thing on the list each day and to build that list over the month of November and to read it. It's like making a list and checking it twice so that you can shift the atmosphere around you through gratitude.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 on this Thanksgiving Eve, as we often do. We ask you what you are thankful for. And we're also asking tonight, if you do not feel particularly thankful, you can give us a call anyway. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Michael calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sure, go right ahead.
Yes, I was listening to your guest, and she said it best, just being reflective. And I kind of look at it as like having a spirit of Thanksgiving, you know, just like always being thankful when things is going good, when things is not going so good. And just to think back on all the blessings that I have, I've been to a lot of funerals this year, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think about the people that's still here. I think about, you know, where I have came from. You know, that's a lot to be thankful from, where God has brought me from and to where I'm at today. You know, so I just try to carry that out, not only during like this time of the year, but on a daily basis, just to always be thankful, because if you don't, it's enough in this world to make a person sad.
Okay. Well, Michael, thank you so much for your phone call, and happy Thanksgiving to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're asking what you are thankful for on this Thanksgiving Eve. Give us a call. We'd like to hear from you, or even if you're not, I still would like to hear from you. It's kind of funny when Vita was talking about, what did you say? Gosh, how did you put that? You said that there are, projections, or you may talk about it, and then it happened. Mm-hmm. What?
It's like what comes first, the thought or the emotion?
Okay, yeah.
Right?
So this morning, I did have the thought. Am I going to find some fresh kale to decorate the pan for my chicken wings? and I got to the grocery store and I went down to the produce section and I said, thank God I got fresh kale.
Thank you. The small thing.
And I had a choice. I said, well, these aren't quite firm, so let me get this one. You know?
James touched on something, that emotion, because I think thankful, you can control it. It's like an emotion. You can you can choose to be sad. Mm. You can choose to be thankful. So when you really reflect on those things, You have to have that spirit of if there's somebody else that wish they were in your shoes, somebody else that feels that they would even have half of what you had or experience those things. So we have to think emotions.
Yeah,
I think they tie in a lot, James.
So many people spend so much time complaining about things, and what it does is it deprives them of the ability to choose gratitude, because we invest all of our energy in saying what's not right, what could be better, and I wish I had that. But when you flip the switch, you say, okay, things aren't the way I would like them to be, but I'm sure glad they're not the way they could be.
Could be.
You know, things, I don't have everything I want, but I'm sure glad that I have everything I need. And so you flip the switch from complaining to, you know, expressing how grateful you are for the things that you are going right in your life or that you do have.
I want to ask you about that, because this is kind of a long-standing argument, debate that I've been having in my head. And this is kind of a cultural thing where, you know, black folks are always taught, you know, you're growing up, do the best you can with what you have and be grateful for what you have.
Does doing the best you can with what you have and being grateful for what you have impede your ability to obtain the things that you may want, to impede your ability to be successful, to be to obtain the things that some other cultures may historically have?
I think perspective is everything. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're getting into now is how we define ourselves, how we determine our self-value, mm-hmm. with the trappings of life. And just being here is enough. You are enough just to be here. And that process of breathing is enough to just be grateful. And so perspective is everything. And we have to keep things in the right perspective when it comes to pursuit and success and all of those things, that if we get none of that, we still can be grateful.
And you know what? The flip side of that is, and I've experienced this in my life, where the job was good, the marriage was good, you mm-hmm. know, spiritually I was feeling good, and I felt like I was supposed to be grateful for just that.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to strive for even more. If you want more, doesn't mean that you're not grateful or thankful, but you, that still can push you or propel you to do more. But a lot of times when people are successful,
mm-hmm.
they start to feel that way. Shouldn't I be happy right here?
That's shouldn't because I just happiness be doesn't come from things.
Thankful.
Right.
Well, not even just the things, but the emotion that is attached to those things.
And I'm not necessarily, you know, just talking about material things.
Exactly. No.
I mean, you could have a sister who is very happy with
we're gonna bring you back on the next show.
who is you know,
she threw the whole train of thought off.
I am grateful and thankful that Charlene didn't come on this show to start any mess. But
all those things that are not.
Right. That, you know, like I said, you know, a sister or brother, but in the case I was going to say, a sister who, she may be very happy with herself, you know, physically, health-wise, spiritually, emotionally, mm-hmm. and is grateful for that, but then perhaps she wants a husband,
mm-hmm.
okay? Is that the kind of thing that you're talking
about? Well, there's a huge difference between contentment and complacency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, complacency says that I don't have no need to grow. I stay the same. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to progress. I don't want anything more. Contentment, however, says that I have learned how to be fulfilled, although I may have a lot of unfulfilled desires.
Things. That's good.
And we all have to do that because, you know, we're not going to be able to fulfill everything that mm-hmm. our mind can imagine. However, we have to learn how to feel fulfilled, although I may not have every single thing on the checklist. I'm not going to be miserable because I haven't got to that yet. However, I'm going to stay hungry in the sense that I'm mm-hmm. going to continue to progress. I'm going to continue to grow. I'm going to continue to grow in my mind, my spirit, my soul, my heart, in every aspect of my life so that I don't remain complacent.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are asking the age-old question. We do this every year. What are you thankful for? And even if you're not, we still want to hear from you. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Please keep your answers short. Got a lot of folks on the line. Candace, quickly, calling from Maryland. What's on your mind? Candace, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm just thankful that I have people in my life that are very supportive. And that's what I'm thankful for. They're not my blood family, but I feel like, you know, being thankful is a choice. You know, happiness is a choice. You have to make it yourself. And although I am not very close to my blood family, I have people that are in my corner and give me strength every day. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Well, there you go, Candace. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you. For Ray, quickly, calling from Maryland. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Just fine, thanks.
I am just thankful because I am alive, because I think one of the most important things that you can be thankful for is just being alive, because we are not better than the people that have passed away.
Mm.
For you to just be alive that's the most important thing you can be thankful for. You know, I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa, a tiny country, and I've been here for 20 years. I have 4 children. You know, being alive is just something that makes me lift my hands to God every day and just thank Him. Just thank Him. I don't thank God because of today, but I thank God every morning I wake up in the morning because He's keeping me alive. It's an opportunity. On Friday, somebody ran over my car in D.C., and I stepped out of the car just to walk towards him. He almost ran over me on the highway 395. So, you know, for me to be sitting here right now, you know, it's just something that if I went to church the next Sunday and just give a testimony of what happened. So I just want to thank God for being alive, because life is hope.
Well, there you go.
I'm from a tiny country, Sierra Leone. I know how people are suffering there.
Well, Foray, thank you so much for your contribution to the conversation, and certainly happy Thanksgiving to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go to a break, I want to remind our listeners that we will be, of course, continuing this conversation on Sirius XM, and I encourage you to call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I do go to a break, how can people find you, Vita, on social media, website or the like?
Yes, on all social media platforms, it's I Am Vita McCoy. My name is spelled VedaMccoy. So that's I Am Vita McCoy. And I also have a webpage, VitaMccoy.com.
There you go, James.
Yes, it's at J.A. Marshall Jr. That's at J.A.M.A.R.S.H.A.L.L.J.R. Twitter and Instagram. And website is MarshallMinistries.com.
Okay, Charlene.
CharleneMadison.com. Charlene Madison Inspires on Facebook. And CMadison1 on Twitter.
And, of course, that information will be found on our website on WHUR.com after 8:30, including the podcast. Stay with us, Patrick, Cindy, Natalie, and everybody else who is still trying to get through at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We will be talking to you about what you are thankful for during this 2019 Thanksgiving season. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. It is that time of year again when we ask you what you are thankful for. We have provocative thinkers joining this conversation this year. My guests are Vita McCoy, pastor of the Judah Christian Center in Clinton, Maryland, relationship counselor James Marshall, and Charlene Madison. She is a speaker and author of the book, The Master's Mosaic, Turning Your Broken Pieces into Something Beautiful. If you have a comment, if you have a question about being thankful, about being grateful, whether you are or not, give us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Patrick, calling from Columbia. Patrick, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you for doing this show. First of all, I'm grateful for this show. I'm thankful for this show. And I don't want to sound corny, but I'm thankful for everything. My grandmother used to say great wisdom comes from great pain. I think you guys are having a wise conversation, and I could be annoying sometimes because I'm like a relentless optimist. But I think what I discovered is we each have moments in our days, in our daily lives every day, where we can really change someone else's outlook just by being positive, just by being thankful for the space we're in. And I hear this theme running from a lot of people called in, the brothers just called in, because I'm not supposed to be here. You know, I was supposed to have been gone a long time ago. So I look at each moment like, man, what am I going to add to it? Am I grateful for this moment that I'm in? And I think I love this conversation you guys are having. And I just think each person has their own voice. And, you know, in our community, I feel like we struggle for power a lot. We feel powerless. But if we understand the one moment we're in and how it can change, I've changed fights. I've changed people that were angry at me just by having the right perspective, being thankful for the moment, thankful for the opportunity that I have, you know? And okay. So I don't want to go too far or too long, but I love this conversation, and I'm thankful for you guys this evening.
Well, thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate your contribution to the conversation, and happy Thanksgiving. Anybody with thoughts about what Patrick is sharing?
You know what? I want to go back to what Candace was saying. She said something about family, and a lot of times we think this time of year, Thanksgiving, the holidays, family is coming together. But family is who you surround yourself with. Mm. It's not necessarily the blood. Don't get caught up on, you know, my grandmother's not living anymore or my family's out of town. Mm-hmm. Connect with the people that give your spirit, that's your good soul, something joyful or grateful to be about. And just like the last caller said, being thankful is our testimony to other people to give them hope so that they can go further.
Mm-hmm. Natalie, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Natalie. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to let you all know that I'm thankful to have another year of sobriety. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the things that I don't have. Mm-hmm. I don't choose not to take nothing for granted and just to enjoy life.
Congratulations on your sobriety. Certainly a wonderful accomplishment. You said you're thankful for what you don't have. What do you mean by that?
I feel like God placed you and give you things and take away things for a reason. So you got to appreciate what you have, and the things that you may think about is meant for you not to have it. When your time comes, you'll have all things. Uh-huh. If it's meant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Natalie, thank you so much.
Yeah, I just wanted to...
I appreciate you guys.
You too. You too. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say more about what Charlene was saying with regards to family. This is the time of year where people are remembering family members who have transitioned, who are no longer here. And I know that having lost family members, that trauma helps to put things in proper perspective. Oh, yes. And it will help you to, I once said, if you can put your mama in the ground, your daddy in the ground, and that's those kind of things, it puts things into perspective, and it helps you to be grateful for the little things and realize just how sacred life is. And so I think that what I've been telling people who are bringing that to me is sit with that if you need to for a moment. Or two, or however long, but be conscientious and deliberate and intentional to move through it and to not sink under it. And so that you can rise to a new normal, if you will, and a new reason to be thankful. Mm-hmm. But it is that time of year where we have to be sensitive to people who are moving through those kinds of memories.
The power of choice in those moments are so precious, mm-hmm. because when you've lost a loved one like that, you have a choice to either focus on the lost, mm-hmm. or to focus on their life. Mm. And I think during times of the year where we are supposed to be, you know, showing gratitude, we can focus on the life that they lived. The fact that I had the opportunity to experience mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. The fact that people can never take away my memories of them, mm-hmm. you know. Good. And being able to honor those individuals who we've lost during times of this year is a way to choose gratitude in the midst of sorrow and mourning.
That's mm-hmm. powerful.
Whose responsibility is it in your relationships to say to someone, you have so much to be thankful for, when they appear not to be grateful? This is not an abstract.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay, you know, I have a dear friend of mine who was talking about all of the clothes that she has in her closets, mm-hmm. closets, and but she was feeling down, and I said, when you have all of those clothes in your closets. And I keep emphasizing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. More than one.
Yes. And because you no longer, because you've lost so much weight on purpose. Mm-hmm. And you're healthier than you ever have been. And yet there are some other things that you are unhappy about in your life. I said, do you realize that some of those clothes have tags on them that you never worn? Mm-hmm.
and that you have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
But I posed that question. Yeah.
I think it's our responsibility.
Yeah, because she received it well, mm-hmm. but not everybody would but receive
I,
well,
that I like
well.
The way you said it, though, because you posed it through questions. And questions are so powerful for a person mm-hmm. who feels down, because some people don't like to be told what they should be and who they should be.
And that's why, is it right for me to
do
that?
It's not necessarily wrong, but is it mm-hmm. best? You know, it's not like a right or wrong thing, but is it, you know, a best or better thing? And what we do is, I can say to you, you should be grateful, or I can say, well, what about all this stuff over here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you feel about that stuff? And what I've done is I've redirected you to discover that I have more going for me than just, you know, the small part of my life that's not going well.
Mm-hmm.
But some people do put up a guard when they feel like you haven't taken the time to understand them, but you just want to put them in a state of mind, as opposed to inviting them mm-hmm. to a different state of mind. And that's what you did through your questions. You invited her to look at more of her holistic life, as opposed to the myopic view of what's not going well.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
That sounds real good, but sometimes I have to say to my friends, you have so much to be thankful for. We got to pick and choose mm-hmm. who can handle that.
Right.
And I'm sure we have different people in our lives that can take that frankness, and then there's others that we may have to handle with
That's
care.
True.
But sometimes we have to say that. I had a girlfriend that used to complain all the time. And when I would get on the phone, I would say, tell me something good that happened today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
She had to shift it.
Right.
She had
work.
To shift it, that question.
Right, yeah.
Like you said, James, yeah. that question, because sometimes you focus on you in that moment. But let's step back sometimes and look at what you really can be thankful for. So the question...
And
so
you can help
true.
Work
tap
on her.
That in.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
you
so
gotta.
True.
Yeah, and I like the word invitation
mm-hmm.
because I wrote down here that gratitude is a choice, which we've been talking about, but it is also a process.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it's a new process, and they are so used mm-hmm. to complaining. They are so used to the default, the tapes that go through their minds. They're not even aware sometimes that they are so negative or portraying, you know, being ungrateful. And there's a scripture that says, this I recall to my mind, mm-hmm. therefore I have hope. Great is your faithfulness, and their mercies are new every day. So we have to sometimes reprogram our minds
right.
to recall the reasons to
That's
be hopeful.
Right.
right. And it's not for some people, it's not the default response. So that is what I would do. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. We have to remember. We have to recall the reasons. And sometimes they need an invitation. Sometimes they need the prodding.
Yeah. Somebody told me once they never even knew that they were that negative,
mm.
that no one had ever said anything to them. And I did it gently, James. I did it gently. But I had to let her know that, and she wasn't even aware of it. So just like you said, Pastor Vita, sometimes it's just the way we have been programmed.
Mm.
So we don't even realize that, you know, we speak in that power out of our...
the truth of love.
And see, yeah. that was my next point. Why do some people complain so much? Is that in their DNA? Is it part of how they were raised? Were they taught it? Were they not given the opportunity to choose gratefulness?
Well, everyone has been programmed to some extent through grade school to problem solve. And so we've been taught to find a problem, fix a problem. And so we take, you know, 12 years of our early lives, and we learn year after year, find problems, fix problems, find problems, fix problems. But throughout that process, it's very rare that we have opportunities where people say, find blessings and give praise to God, or whatever your faith may be, you know, be grateful about those blessings that you have in your life.
Okay.
And we're not, you know, taught that, you know, that often. And so it is a choice that we learn over time. You know, we do it a little bit. We say thank you, and, you know, when to children. But we don't ever teach them to sit down and say, okay, why don't you list out this year, instead of listing all the things you want, list out this year all the things that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, you know, teach them that way.
And to that point, if you are taught to be thankful, to be grateful, you know that you are supposed to be, but if you don't feel it, how do you find how do you find the nexus between appearing to be and not feeling it?
Hmm. Personal evolution, well, just growth.
And being going somewhere where I was put in a situation one time where I was asked to give to someone on the corner, you know, at one of the lights. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And then the next corner, I had the opportunity to do it again. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to be learning in that moment to give to somebody that couldn't give back, that I couldn't, I wasn't looking for anything to be reciprocated. It was all on mm-hmm. what I could give. So sometimes going to feed at a shelter, going to a hospital, going to see other people that are in a worse situation can help you get a better perspective on, you know, becoming thankful.
Mm-hmm. And losing things, too. Losing things as well. Sometimes when you take things for granted, the mm-hmm. house, the car, the job, the family, you know, and things happen. Life happens to everyone. And when you experience loss, you realize, wow, I really took that person, mm-hmm. that place, that possession for granted. And then that will teach you gratitude as well.
Yes, it's self-talk. You know, a lot of us spend more time listening to ourselves than talking to ourselves. Mm. And sometimes we have to talk ourselves into new dispositions and new emotions. If I say it to myself over and over and over again, it would eventually become my reality, mm-hmm. whether I like to believe it or not. Just like people lie to themselves all the time and tell themselves that they're really great. And they're, you know, they got some, a lot of work to do. They start to believe it. But the same is true when you don't feel grateful. Like, I have to continue to tell myself and remind myself of the things that I have in my life to be grateful for until the feeling manifests itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, to that point, it's one thing that you may have to discuss with yourself about the things that you need to be grateful for. But if you are a blessing to others and yet you feel unappreciated by the others, is that your issue or theirs?
Hmm. Both.
Yeah, I would say both, too.
Both.
Yeah.
Back to what I was saying about giving. I used to give and give and give, and I did it for making the other person happy. But if I didn't get the response that I was expecting, then so who are you giving it for? Are you giving it because you want to just give or whatever? So, I mean, you got to look at it both ways. It's supposed, it should help you by giving, and then receiving should too. What you getting back from it, you know?
Yeah,
I think the fulfillment has to come from the giving, and you can acknowledge that a person is being ungrateful. Right. You can acknowledge that behavior, and as you said earlier, depending on your relationship, you can address it, mm-hmm. right. And decide whether or not it's even worth going into that kind of discourse That's with right. them. But I think that the fulfillment out of the act of giving has to come from here, mm-hmm. and knowing that if you're giving for recognition, no amount of recognition will be enough.
That's right.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the next fix.
It, right. Yeah. You will always need, because no one can validate you.
That's right.
Except you. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I can always speak up for myself and tell a person, hey, I think you're taking advantage of me. And that's speaking up for myself. However, my response is always my responsibility. And so if I feel like this person is taking advantage of me and it's putting me in a place where I'm down and I'm depressed and mm-hmm. I'm not being grateful, then I have chosen that response, you know, because we can't always do what we feel like doing, because if we always did what we felt like doing, then we all be dead or locked up or somewhere in between. So sometimes right. I got to choose the yeah, next right thing to do in that moment and to respond to that. Now, like I said, responding to it by either speaking up or responding to it by saying, you know what, I'm not going to put all of my eggs in just the basket of you. I'm going to find other places that fills my cup and fills me where I feel, you know, gratitude. Yeah.
Who has children?
I do.
So, yeah,
acceptable.
How do you make children understand the concept of gratitude and thankfulness? As particularly if they are raised in a, you know, a successful, educated, affluent community, do you have to take them down to the hood and say, see? Do you have to take them on a tour of intensive care at Children's Hospital? Do you have to give them extreme experiences, or are there other ways to get them to understand the concept?
Yeah, I like exposure. I think safe exposure is important. You know, some of us are stuck in a bubble, mm-hmm. and we can't see anything past this little bubble that we're in. Now, I'm not saying you put them on a boat and send them to some third world country where they're not used to that style of living. But finding ways to give them safe exposure, to show them that, hey, there is another side to everything that you're seeing. And it helps to develop some levels of gratitude. And then I think it's also leading them to be content as well. You know, it's, you know, we have the responsibility of raising our children. So I have to say to my daughters, I have two daughters, young daughters, that, you know, I spoil them. That's my issue. But I have to say to them every now and then, well, you have enough. You have enough. And so I don't want you to think just because I'm saying no to you in this setting that, oh, I can't get this, and oh, woe is me. No, I'm saying no to you because right now, as your parent, I believe you have enough.
Yep.
You know, and so it's teaching them that so that they can begin to say it as they get older as well.
That word parent is so important. I'm also an educator, and I deal with children all day, and I understand that exposure is key, but parenting and children will have you to react sometimes by the level of insensitivity and the lack of gratitude, because we work so hard and try to give them everything. And instead of reacting, I said this to someone the other day, you have to parent. You have to discern what your child needs. Each child is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And give that to them in a very deliberate and loving way. And I think that exposure is great, but we have to remember to parent children, because if we don't, if we're just giving and reacting, then we are missing the mark.
As an educator, what does true gratitude and thankfulness in the children that you are exposed to look like when you realize that they may have expressed gratitude or a feeling of thankful, being thankful because you didn't fail them?
Right.
But what does that look like? What have you seen?
Yeah, their children are, you know, they are grateful mm-hmm. for the smallest things. We can hold an assembly and give them a certificate, and they're very grateful for that. Or we can hold an incentive, a rewards activity, and give them, you know, the little ices the sugar liquid that you free.
Popsicle.
And they are so happy to get that, and they're running around. And so, I mean, children are our best examples sometimes of how it doesn't take a lot. We go overboard sometimes, mm-hmm. but it doesn't take a lot. And, you know, so.
I want some sugar liquid.
We're going to all go get popsicles.
With the dye, the PF blue, and the RX blue.
back to the adults. Does your ability to be thankful and the things that you are thankful for, do they evolve as you get older?
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Now at 57, I'm thankful that my knee feels good today. I'm thankful that my shoulder, Harold, feels good today. So, I mean, yes, I think that you start to appreciate different things. I'm looking at some people, some of my friends don't, their parents are no longer living. I'm thankful. So, yeah, I believe it does change.
Yeah, I would agree. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We, of course, are talking about what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving Eve conversation. If you have a comment or a question about being thankful or not being thankful, give us a call. Let's go to Carl calling from D.C. Carl, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing, sir? I'm just thankful for breathing and have my kids breathing today. And I want to say hi to one of your guests.
Go ahead.
Vita McCoy. Just
Peter McCoy from Stephen Decatur Middle School.
Yes. Hi. See, you calling out Wednesday at work. Hi, Carl. How are you?
I've been pretty good. How you been?
Been great. Thanks for calling in tonight.
No problem. Just wanted to say hi to you.
Well, Carl, thank you so much for saying what's up. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What about the evolution of being grateful for you, James? When you kind of look back over the past, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years, 5 months, 10 months.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I think this year I'm most grateful for is progress. It feels good to know that I'm not where I was, you know, and I'm still striving to grow in every area of my life, in my marriage, in my parenting, in my career and all those things. But I'm thankful that when I look back, I see the footsteps that, you know, oh, I was here, but now I'm here. You know, it's like the before and after pictures. You know, I'm the guy that will go to the gym and then as soon as they leave the gym, look in the mirror to see if I got any type of growth. But, you know, I'm thankful for just every little bit of growth. And, you know, to tag on to what was said earlier, the evolution for me now says, okay, James, I got to model this for two young ladies that's coming behind me. You know, I got to model what gratitude looks like. I got to model what it looks like to be grateful and content and all those things. And so that, you know, that makes me a little bit more thankful for the smaller things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have been saying lately to people, stop blaming or stop being critical of your 20-year-old self mm-hmm. for not knowing what your 50-year-old self knows. You know, you have evolved. You've learned some mm-hmm. things, and you were always criticizing ourselves. I should have did this, or I, you know, didn't save or didn't go to school or didn't do whatever. And so we have to become okay with ourselves. People do the best they can with who they are, what they know, and what they're working with at any mm-hmm. given time. Mm. And when we get that, I mean, I have been able to heal so many things, like even from my childhood and adults and different things. People do the best they can with who they are, what they have, and what they're working with and what they know. And we evolve over time and we get better, hopefully with loving ourselves first and then recognizing that everything, you know, works together for the good. And it's because of what we went through and the mistakes that we've made and the progress that we've made that we know what we know. And it's the reason, you know, makes us who we are today.
I mean,
you start where you are.
I can understand, I mean, looking back at my 20-year-old self, I can understand why I would, on one hand, say, well, I wish I had done this or wish, but I would not be critical of that person.
Can I give you an example? So, my husband and we got married a year after high school. I have two adult children. My son is 33, my daughter's 29, I think. I forget. I really do. But they are adults. And there are times when I know that as a 19 or 20 year old, I probably wasn't the best parent to them that I could have been. I did my best mm-hmm. and I was, you know, I probably knocked it out of the park compared to a lot of people, but there are just some things that you don't know at 19 and 20. And
but
yes,
are your children lost souls?
No, well, no. I wish I had done better. And so there are times where I say to them, you know, I could have done that better. You know, I could have not maybe yelled as much or whatever. It doesn't matter. But that is, and I congratulate you for not being critical of your younger self, but a lot of people are. They're very unforgiving for their younger self, and they are now living, some people, with real dire consequences for choices that they've made. And we have to move through that, as you all have said, with an evolution mindset.
That's why I was saying, it is one thing if you made some grand mistake when you were 20 years old and that your children are now suffering. If your kids are good... You good.
I got to that point, too.
Right.
Brother Bay, real quick, you got 30 seconds. What are you thankful for? Brother Bay?
Yes.
Real quick, go right ahead.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm grateful for everything, like today. Thanksgiving, I really don't celebrate, because I think sin to celebrate Thanksgiving, other than the fact that being around, surrounded by your family, you're supposed to be surrounded by your family at a funeral. I think that because of what Thanksgiving really was established behind, it'd be a sin. Killing, pillaging, stealing, raping. It was wide open then.
Yeah.
Now it's back up again.
Well, Brother Bay, you are breaking up, unfortunately. But thank you so much for sharing with us. Real quick, I'm going to give everybody 15 seconds to tell me everything that they're thankful for. Charlene.
Well, let me comment on that real quick, because
real quick.
sometimes we can take a negative thing and turn it into something positive. So we're looking at it as an opportunity to get together with family and friends and come together around a good meal. But I am really thankful for the things that I've come through and been able to be a testimony to other people and to help them hold on to some hope. Mm-hmm. And the things that are coming in store.
James.
Very helpful.
I'm thankful for my faith in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife. Thankful for progression, as I said earlier.
Oh, I'm sure I need to cut that out and send it to you so she can hear you say it. just for you. go ahead, Vita, real quick.
I, too, am grateful for my husband. We've been married for 34 years, and I'm grateful for my relationship with God. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve. I'm grateful for my family, and I'm grateful for continuing to evolve and love me and get better.
And your husband's sitting in here, and he's still smiling.
Can I please? I everybody said they husband, wife. Mm-hmm. I better, because I don't want to get in trouble.
Ooh-wee.
I am thankful for my husband, Rodney Madison.
Well,
let me get it in.
We don't want you on the sofa.
No.
And I'm certainly thankful that in 6 more months, my daughter will have her degree from Howard University.
Yes.
My parents are still alive and in relatively good health, and praise God for the job.
Yes.
There you go. I want to thank Vita McCoy, James Marshall, and Charlene Madison for talking to me. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoy. And don't eat too many gourmet chitlins. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. See what you missed when you're late, James. That's this Wednesday, November 27th. I'm Harold Fisher. Stay tuned for The Connection. Happy Thanksgiving and good night.